breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. You know, most of the time we're talking about what's on the front page of the paper, and we're trying to do it from a uniquely biblical Christian perspective, and we try to do that with some degree of faithfulness to the Christian plight in America and the world today. And we cover topics that are sometimes not on the front page. You know, we talk about Christian persecution a lot. We talk about things that touch people's lives in very dramatic ways. And there's probably no greater crisis in America domestically right now, from a physical threatening standpoint to the welfare of families, than the opioid crisis. And this has been something that, and I have to admit, my own eyes have been open to this a lot, particularly as the president has consistently shown a light on it and saying we need to deal with this. And of course, the legislation last year, I think, helped in that regard. But there's a lot that on the local level needs to continue to happen. And here to discuss this with me today is someone that runs a resource for those that are battling this very issue. And we're so honored to have him with us. It is none other than Pastor Joseph. And help me with the last name. I want to make sure I say it correctly, Pastor Joseph. Chevere?
Yeah, well, it's Chevere.
Chevere, okay. See, I have
did,
a lot of...
You did good with that.
I have a lot of Haitian friends, and so when I see that kind of French influence, I always wonder, is there some Haitian connection here?
Actually, it's Spanish.
Ah, okay. So I'm completely off. Never mind. I'll scratch that question from the record. Hey, welcome. It's good to have you. You're the executive director of Anchor House. And before we talk about what Anchor House is doing, just give me a sentence or two on your thoughts about the opioid crisis in the country and kind of what kind of threat does it pose to the American family?
Well, let me just first say that Allison King is the executive of Anchor House, the executive officer of Anchor House. I am one of the affiliates that launched out a satellite into Staten Island. And
gotcha.
I am the director of that, so I just don't want to...
I appreciate that. I got bad info in my notes.
Yeah, so no, that's fine. But the reality is that this drug epidemic, we know it very well in the sense of how it rose up a few years ago and the lives that it's taken and the devastation that it's created within many families, especially in the Christian faith and especially in the body of Christ. It's literally has no bars hold in reference to where it's going and how it's moving. It's not just a street issue. It's not just an urban issue. It is something that's going from the suburbs to the inner city, and it is across our country. Now, in reference to Anchor House, you know, we've been able to not just embrace individuals that are coming into the program, the residential treatment program, which is a one-year program. And not only we've been able to do that, but we've also been able to launch out a satellite into Staten Island, which statistically per capita had the highest overdose rate in any borough in New York. And at this time, I can honestly say it's much better in reference to the overdose deaths with the fentanyl and everything that's happening. But we're so grateful that we're able to be out here with Celebrate Hope Recovery Center and be launched out and be a satellite of Anchor House. And so we're literally catching people in the middle of their situation,
right,
and getting them into the program. And some of them are graduating on the 26th of this month. And so we're really excited about what we're seeing in reference to transformation, you know.
Well, I want to touch on that because the issue with the opioid epidemic, and it's so different than the drug problem that was prominent when I was a kid and a teenager. You know, we talked about illicit drugs, and we talked about drugs that were hard to get, and we're talking about drugs that, you know, illegal acts had to be committed to sell them and to acquire them. The opioid crisis came into our families and into our homes and into our lives very differently, did it not, Pastor?
Yes, absolutely. In reference to, you know, what you just said, I'm 55 years old, and so when I gave my life to the Lord back in 1984, I came off of drugs, and I went into Anchor House. That's how I even become affiliated with them and been clean for over 30 years now. And yes, I am a pastor in reference to what God has done, but on the short end of the testimony. But the reason why I'm saying that is because you're absolutely right. The way the drug epidemic unfolded back then was very different. It was more outward, more inner city. It was more drug dealers on the corner type of stuff. This time around, it's literally attacking us through our own pharmaceuticals, through our own
doctors. Our medicine cabinets are the problem.
Nationwide, it's been tremendous. Many people that are addicted to heroin on the streets get to a point where they can't find it, and then they go on opioids. Then there's others that are on opioids. They're on painkillers. They're on all these medications that are getting from the doctors, and maybe can't get another prescription to follow up on it, and now they're stuck because they have a habit, but they don't have any more drugs. So now they're on the streets getting the heroin, which is laced with fentanyl many times.
Yeah.
And so a lot of things are happening in this area, and there's a lot of people that have great insurances, great coverage, you know, in the sense of well-to-do families that are working blue-collar jobs, and, you know, all that is actually taking place, and yet these individuals that have this coverage are the ones that are literally stuck in this den of wickedness that's taking place with the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, well, the important thing about the work that Anchor House is doing at anchorhouseinc.com on the web, and you can also, if you know somebody that needs to start their journey toward recovery, 718-771-0760 is the number, 718-771-0760. But, Pastor, you already mentioned that there's a celebration coming up, and it is an actual graduation banquet on Thursday, September 26th at 6 p.m. It's going to be at the Grand Prospect Hall in Brooklyn, New York. But what I want to know is, why is it important to celebrate the graduation from the program at Anchor House? What is being celebrated in that that occasion?
Well, the reality is that a lot of times when people go to residential treatment programs, they go to treatment programs, they graduate after they've put in the time that they had to put in, and then they're released. And now they have to be able to apply everything they learned and do life on life's terms. But the reality is that in Anchor House, not only are they graduating, but they're already working. Many of them are already already set up academically. There's many other facets to Anchor House than just drug treatment. And so that's a tremendous thing. So some of these individuals are already working, and their families have already been worked with in the sense that the bridge has been built for them to come home.
So it's celebrating their success and launching them into a new life. Friends, if you can join them, I would really encourage you to do that. Save the date. It's Thursday, September 26th, 6 o'clock at Grand Prospect Hall, Brooklyn, New York, 718-788-0777 for more information about attending the graduation banquet. Thursday, September the 26th, 718-788-0777.